All right, so one thing that I learned about life and business and trying to be more successful is kind of simple, really hard to do, but very, very simple. One move that can absolutely transform the way that you do business. And it can honestly transform the way that you live your life. But it's very difficult. It's a very difficult thing to do because sometimes you have to do this to people that are very close to you. So it's going to sound too simple, but I'll explain. Stay away from negative people. And I mean far away. Like, goodbye, farewell, we'll never be friends. You'll never be in my life with that attitude. That kind of far away. Now, you may say, well, this is my mom, my brother, my sister, my cousin, my best friend who's like a sister, my best friend who's like my brother. I can't. Well, because of that, you will never be as successful as you possibly could be. So let's just go ahead and start from the beginning, right? When I grew up as a kid, I grew up in another country. And then when I got to America, I was approximately 9 years old. My mother had just passed away from breast cancer, which shaped a lot of the way that I think and act and behave, right? Because let's face it, nobody, and I mean nobody, will love you like a mother's love, right? No one. So what I had to learn how to do is survive and behave in different crowds and learn to see and function and pay attention to how other people see and function, right? You have to learn how to do that. So one of those things was when I came here, I was surrounded, and I mean surrounded, by a bunch of people with nasty attitudes. Some of them were thugs. Some of them were drug dealers. Some of them were people that wanted to hurt other people. And what do you think happened to me? Well, there's a quote that I really absolutely love and adore. Birds of a feather flock together. Meaning, there are circles that I am in now, people that call me, people that are around me, that would never in a million years be around me had I been in those same circles, right? So, first of all, by you staying friends with the most negative person you know, you're basically saying no to the life that you could be living, right? Hey, they could be your friends. You grew up with them. Cool. You guys got memories. Cool. But at the end of the day, if you really think about it, not cool. Not cool at all. Let's grow together or I grow alone, right? It's just the way that it has to be. It's the only way that I found that it can work. And it works with every circle. Like, you don't have to be around thugs. You could be around regular people that live great lives, and one of them is just a negative little slouch pouch, just giving everybody a hard time, just like a little too much gossip about everyone, a little bit too unhappy about everything, a little bit too unhappy about the husband or the wife or the sister or the mother or the cousin, a little bit of something's wrong with everyone attitude. Those people you absolutely got to stay away from, right? A little bit of everything's wrong all the time attitude. It's like the glass is always half empty. You got to stay away from those people. I mean, they could be your friends. So let's just keep going, right? What I had to do personally, and I know from personal experience, I know how hard it is. We get so attached to our friends and our family, right? We get so attached to the people that we love so much that it's almost like we cannot see. It's almost like we cannot see their negativity because we love them so much. We think like, oh, it's not that bad. They're not that bad. But it is that bad because How much poison can you drink and not get poisoned? I'll tell you how much. None. If you drink a lot of poison, if you drink a slight bit of poison, the right type of poison, right? Cyanide, whatever. Guess what? Guess what happens to you? It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to move forward. And what do you think is drinking poison, a physical substance? But the thing about negativity and all these little slouch pouches, as I like to call them, they're not, it's not just drinking a little poison. It's just drinking a little bit of poison every time. Until eventually you really start thinking and acting and behaving like them. Little nuances that you pick up that you have no idea you're picking up because you, on some weird level, try to please these people. Whoa, driving, you know how that goes. On some weird level, you try to please people, and as you're trying to please people, you have to change because guess what? Guess where positive mindset cannot thrive? In a negative environment. So one thing I had to do is, like, I had friends that were into some shit that I did not want to be into anymore. Robbing, cheating, stealing, killing, drugging, using, selling, just bad environments. Bad, bad environments. And I didn't want to be a part of it. The only way to walk away is to cut loose like a baby cutting itself from a mother's umbilical cord. The only way to get away is to cut absolutely loose. How can you cut loose? Aren't you disowning them? Aren't you not doing the right thing? Hey, you can spend a whole lifetime trying to fix a negative person, and until they want to fix themselves, they won't. I could spend a whole lifetime trying to fix negative people, or I could spend a whole lifetime trying to fix myself. Because, hey, I always say this, I am the most negative person I know. So how many more negative people can I have around me? It will be like a runaway negative train. Let me just let you think about it. It would be like a runaway negative train. So for you to succeed and move forward and have different people in your life, you constantly have to shed the old snake skin of negativity. You have to do that. Because if you don't, you may get stuck. And there's nothing worse than being stuck with misery. Because some quotes that they say, some sayings that they only say because they actually happen to be true. And misery truly does love company. It's like a fire that you constantly have to throw wood at for it to burn. And the minute you stop throwing wood into fire, you realize that fire is going to burn out. Or it'll go find somebody else to throw logs into the fire of negativity. If you want to live a better life, if you want to build a better future, you have to let it go. And that could be also, on a deeper level, separating yourself from yourself. You may be the negative person. So you gotta do the internal work to yourself in order for you to become a much more positive person. That's what I had to do. I had to do a lot of reading, studying, going to seminars, becoming better, growing, maintaining my mindset, creating new mindset, letting people go, and naturally new people get into your life because of your attitude. And all these things, and over time, things change for you. You're all of a sudden not around this ball of negative energy. But as long as you are consistently keeping people like that around you, it's probably seldom that you will just be absolutely, truly happy, because